We don't know our own beauty. Our vision is kept intentionally skewed and foreshortened. The punditry is the Greek chorus to power. And by the way, it's suggestive that in the early 19th century, says Wikipedia, controversy erupted among the clackers of the day at the intimation that the purpose of the Greek chorus was to indoctrinate the people, to tell them what to think. Also, we're going to be talking about the fact that the wage work system means you can buy anyone to do anything. And that alone should tell us that it's unfit for the life we are given. And so what is the social musculature of freedom? Also, in waking up and subsequently, I've been arguing that power is very organized. And since reading Karl Popper, I've also been arguing that it's not moneyed interests as moneyed interests per se making the deep moves behind the scenes, pulling the strings, but something far more disturbing. A handful of folks who dream of being philosopher kings, the tribe of Plato. Today we'll ask, how do you know that it's these folks and not capital, quote unquote, i.e. impersonal so-called economic forces? How do you know that there are conscious actors rigging the rules of survival under hierarchy such that all the resources of the planet get concentrated in their hands to be used to realize a plan? A plan that is in essence totalitarian. And why does it matter? Why does it matter that the folks causing the harm are organized players motivated by greed for money and power just to stay on top? Versus organized players motivated by greed for power because they have a clear plan and picture in their minds of what they want. Is the point of our activism just to address the harm and reverse its effects, which is all we hear from the pundits on the left? If the problem is defined as unregulated competition or unfettered greed that disturbs the orderly consumption of the planet, then you'll hear even left pundits, as I heard one just this week, say that, quote, we need rational economic planning at the G20, unquote. I've heard that all my life. We need rational economic planning. The level just keeps ascending up there. So you see how that definition of the problem that we hear from the pundits pushes us to get on the same side with power, to believe that our interests coincide. Whereas if the problem is defined as conscious actors with a plan, then they're taking us somewhere with intention, with focus, and with a whole lot of determination, which means if we don't stop them, we will find ourselves deposited in a hellhole for a future, bemoaning our fate, betraying our children and the whole human race. So this must be discussed. And discussed broadly. We just have to define things authentically, and sense is made of the mess. These are the themes of today's show.